Whosoever hears this audio, if they be worthy, shall possess the inside human and superhuman abilities of the world's mightiest metahumans. Accompanying this journey of high-quality nerd commentary, you got my son Colton, a.k.a. Peace of Parker. Toast to the people.
It's your boy Colton, a.k.a. Seriously Black. You know? A.k.a. the Dementor of Only in the Sheets, you feel me? A.k.a. Dumble Dickhead. A.k.a. Albus McConnell. A.k.a. Magical CTE. 400 years living, man. You know my brain not working.
Yo, we also have my son Gas in here, you know what I mean? Just floating around
doing his thing. Atmosphere. You know he around here. He over here somewhere.
And you know who it is? Your boy Dennis, a.k.a. Old Dirty Dennis, a.k.a. Denny Potter, you know what I mean? A.k.a. Expecto Patrona Ice, a.k.a. the Den Mentor, you know what I mean? A.k.a. the Potter at Astroland. Straight up! Yo, welcome to another issue of the Mighty Many Humans podcast, bro. How you feeling?
I'm feeling amazing, man. I'm ready to talk about this movie. This is actually my favorite Harry Potter movie.
Okay, okay.
Just from a cinematic standpoint.
All right.
Also is like, I mean, technically the best Harry Potter movie because I feel like the stakes was staked in this movie. Things were being revealed in this movie that you was just like, wait a minute.
Okay.
What you mean this is this? What you mean that is that?
Right? Okay. So I will say, I'm not going
to. No, you don't have to sugarcoat it.
I'm not going to give it too much of a hard time. I will give it a little bit of a hard time, but not too much. Because I remember when we first started going through these, and I was like, I think I gave the first one like a 2.5. Mm-hmm. Y'all niggas was looking at me like I was crazy. Like I had like three heads.
It's underrated in my opinion. That movie don't make sense, but it's underrated.
And I was like, yo, I hope this series gets better because I will drag this shit through the mud. And niggas told me, yo, by like the third or fourth, shit is going to start going crazy.
Yeah.
And I watched it and I felt mad sane. You know what I mean? I'm gonna lie.
Look at this nigga, man. I should hold on. I'm about to go put on my Harry Potter, my Triwizard Tournament sweater for this nigga.
You know what I mean? Like, niggas told me, like, yo, son, that third or fourth movie, shit's gonna go crazy out here. And I was halfway through the movie. I was like, yo, I don't got a straitjacket on yet. Nothing, nigga. Like, this shit is. Yo, but honestly, it's not like I hated the movie. It's just maybe it just didn't live up to the potential like niggas was trying to give me after I saw that first one. The second one was a little better, but this wasn't bad. Let me just say that. This is not a bad movie at all. I was just sane the whole movie. You know what I mean? Like I was very, very in my mind and in my wits. So I was very aware of where I was, what I was watching.
What are some of your keys, nigga?
Fuck all right.
Nigga, what's some of the keys from the movie?
All right, so we're going to start off. I did take notes, like I've been doing for like the last two movies. So it did start off, my son Harry's in his bed, you know what I mean? He's practicing his bars, you know what I mean? Working on his magic and shit. You know, the uncle keeps popping in, popping out. You know what I mean? You can definitely tell he's older now. Like, yeah. Puberty hit my son. Like, he's looking like a Stranger Things cast member at this point. Like, this nigga's older.
He's dead ass older.
I was like, how much time passed between the second and third movie? This nigga's a good amount of time. I feel like at some point, if I was the uncle, it's like, yo, like, I need to know what you're going to do with your life.
I'm crying. Yo, you going to get a job?
You going to keep going to school or what? Like, what are we doing? Like, this nigga was definitely getting older. So we move forward and I forgot the name of the lady who came to visit
Marge. Yes. Marge is a bitch.
Okay.
Number one, Marge is a bitch.
Marge was not only being mean to Harry, but she was being mean to the evil niggas, his parents. Yo, she was going crazy. Okay. Like at one point. I was like, yo, am I watching the correct movie? Because she said some shit about like, yo, you be getting beatings, my nigga.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah, they be tearing my ass up. And she was like, yeah.
That's good.
I was like, yo.
I was like, what movie is this?
I was like, yo, it took y'all this long to find out something's wrong with JK? Like,
man.
I was like, hey, this don't seem right, nigga. Like, what the fuck is going on?
Also, but I got a good point.
Go ahead.
No, keep going.
No. I did fuck with my son Harry because I felt like he kind of grew up to be more of the person I was looking for. Because if I'm a nigga with magic, you're not going to be fucking talking to me like that.
That's
Let's get
fact.
That
That's
shit fucking straight. I mean, you're going to put some respect on me. So he turned it into a fucking baloney. He turned it into Luffy Gum Gum, nigga.
Yo, let me preface this by this. Y'all know I think Harry Potter's a failure of his potential. That was the last time we seen that nigga be overpowered, in my opinion.
Damn.
He used innate magic. The nigga didn't even use his wand. Yeah. Like,
he did some Gohan shit.
Used innate magic. And guess what happened after that? Never again, bitch ass nigga. Nigga never reached his potential. Last time we seen that nigga be OP. Whatever. Yo, nigga,
you gotta get him mad. You gotta turn him into Gohan, nigga. So yeah, she was talking crazy. And
she turned into a goddamn balloon.
Yo,
fuck
turned
out
into
here,
a balloon, got
here.
Her out of here. And I mean, he looked like a cast member out of like my 600-pound life or some shit. Like, he had her looking crazy, son.
I was gonna say Willy Wonka, but you, damn, nigga. Okay.
The uncle tried to run up on him. He was like, yo, nigga, I know. Nigga,
did you just see what just.
Fuck.
The uncle was like, my fault.
My bad, young blood. My bad.
My bad, YG.
So, like, he was like, I'm not staying here no more. I'm getting my shit. I'm getting the fuck out of here. Straight white boy shit. Just moved out of the house in the middle of the night. No job, no nothing. This nigga's just in the streets. I mean, and then, like, a fucking magical bus picks
this. I love that magic just exists.
Like, this shit just...
Like, I love that J.K. Rowling is such a fucking hack and a psychopath that, like, she wrote a book in a magical world so she could technically do whatever the fuck she wants. So if you write yourself into a hole, you could just go, magic. No, actually, there's a magical bus that picks up displaced wizards and witches.
I was like, wait, what? Cause I thought we was gonna get dark. Man. I was like, oh, this nigga's in the streets.
He's
now. He hustling.
He a homeless dark wizard nigga in the streets doing David Blaine magic tricks for money.
Yo, flipping tricks, nigga. Like, I was like, okay.
I would want to see the David Blaine, Chris Angel, street magic Harry Potter arc.
Yes, nigga. What? Like, directed by Zack Snyder.
Yeah, continue.
My son Harry running up on. Do you bleed?
Oh my god, son!
Sign me up for that fucking Harry Potter, nigga. So yeah, the magic bus shows up, and this is where the racism starts.
Oh yeah,
because I'm watching this shit, and I, you know, like I'm watching a movie, but I'm doing other things at the same time. So like, it's on in the background, and then I hear this bad Jamaican accent, and I turn around, and it's a floating head with dreads. Dude, one of the worst accents. I was like, yo, is this nigga really Jamaican? Like, I need to look up the
Probably
cast
not.
Member.
Probably
I was just
not.
Like, what the fuck is this? And they're, like, cruising through the streets. They're doing all these kind of whimsical, like, squeezing through buses and shit. Like, wilding out. I think part... One of my main criticisms at one point is, why didn't they... You know, why didn't they just call Voldemort something else? I always felt like, you know, like they always called him the name you can't, whatever the fuck they say.
You cannot be named.
Yeah, the name that can't be said or whatever. Just call the nigga Brian. Why can't we just make up a name for Voldemort? Well, you trying to tell me in this whole world of Hogwarts and wizards, no one was just like, yo, why don't we just call him Jeff? Like,
in my mind, I'm just like, real talk. He's the most evil nigga of all time, right?
Of all time.
What would not saying his name do, regardless? Because, like, we all know who he is.
Exactly.
Like, we all know his name. Even if you, yo, that's literally like saying the Black Mamba.
Exactly.
And nobody saying Kobe Bryant or niggas being like King and not saying LeBron James and pretending like, yeah, don't say it. It's like, nigga, you just said it. You just said a nickname. Nicknames still are like the nigga name.
So
like,
I was sitting there, I was like, yo, we could have called him V Mort, King Jaffy Mort, you know what I mean? Morton, VMX,
Morty.
Nigga. Like, yeah, yo, there's mad nicknames we could have came up for this nigga. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Yo, I was just like, yo, y'all niggas ain't as smart as, and you going, you niggas are teachers? Like,
I'm fucking crying.
Are you fucking serious?
I'm crying.
Niggas never heard of abbreviations? Like, anyway, so we move on, and they tell this nigga Harry, because, you know, like, my notes were a little bit loose this time. They tell Harry this nigga Sirius Black is on the loops, so you better be careful, you know what I mean? Because This nigga's crazy. That nigga
dangerous, man. And he fuck with the nigga that we can't say his name.
They be pretending with
like it's the N-word.
Yo.
Act treating Voldemort like it's the N-word.
No, because they would have said it.
Yeah.
Message.
You're right. Damn, they cooked me. They cooked me. All right. Keep going. Keep going.
Yo.
Nigga, so anyway. That's right. Good. Keep going.
Yo, nah, so they tell this nigga, like, he's on the loose. Yo, keep your head on a swivel, you know what I mean? Because he can show up at any time. I don't think this is the type of thing I want to hear from our wizard teachers in a wizard school. Like, you basically tell me you're not safe here, my nigga. And if this nigga decides to get you, he got you, my nigga. Ain't nothing we can do about it. I'm sure we teaching you magic, but we not that good at it. Like, I don't want to hear this type of shit.
Are you going to bring up my son? Because I got to bring up the theory.
So, yeah, we making our way to him. Yeah, and he escaped from, and I'm not even going front. Y'all probably gonna hear me pronounce it wrong on purpose the whole episode. So he escaped from Alakazam, my nigga. Like,
that's
he
was just, man.
God bless you, my nigga. Anyways, this nigga sneezing on the mic.
Continue, nigga.
Oh shit. All right. So So Ron's pops is like telling this nigga like you know, like the ops want him dead. Be careful out here. I mean, it's not as sweet as you think.
That nigga crazy.
Yo, be careful, son. So hearing all this shit after I just left I moved out my parents' crib, my uncle's crib. I was homeless. The one place that took me in and got a killer on the loose. Like, how is this fuck not fucking with this nigga's mental? Like,
what is my life right now?
Yo, like, I never let that lady down. So she's still floating. Mars is still somewhere floating, like, this whole time. And as high up as she is, I literally committed murder. Cause either she gonna suffocate from lack of
that's
air.
That's true. What she gonna do?
Hey.
A plane might hit her.
So I'm a murderer with no home and the killer's coming after me, nigga. Like,
oh. You forgot point out Harry wants a way getting with doing whatever he wants.
That's true.
Because the Minister of Magic, the fudge nigga, was like, you know, doing magic outside is illegal, but turn you on to a balloon. That's fucking hilarious. You good, bro.
We let that slide.
You're not going to Azkaban for that.
I was just like, wait, what?
I was like oh, okay, Harry, once again, getting away with whatever. But yeah,
whatever you want. They get on the train or whatever, and, his homies is there, Hermione, Ron, you know, they all link up, and so they pick this one car and they got this dude sleeping on the train. Rule of thumb, you never sit next to the sleeper, nigga, you know what I mean? Like, if you're from New York, you already know, you stand if you gotta stand, my nigga, you don't sleep. You don't know. You don't want him leaning on you. You don't want him waking up doing some crazy shit. And even worse, this nigga got a blanket on his head. I don't know what he looks like. I don't know what he got in today. He could probably prick me with a needle. I don't know what this nigga's on. Demon time. I don't know. I'm not taking that car. We moving to the next one. Or we standing in the alleyway and we just going to hold on to the rails, my nigga. We don't have to sit here. I don't know this nigga. So they on the train or whatever. They talking. He's telling them about like the serious black niggas on my... Yo, the ops is on me. You know what I mean? We got to go back to the school. Niggas tell me keep my head in a swivel. Train stops. It feels like some Mission Impossible shit. Shit starts turning to ice.
Ooh.
I'm still like, yo, if I was on that train, I still don't trust the nigga next to me. Because I don't know if this nigga set me up. Why is he still asleep? Like, this nigga sleeping through money train, nigga.
Like, wake up,
wake up, nigga. Like, they trying to...
Was you, nigga? You did this?
Yo, especially if I'm... I would have told... It's like, yo, I killed the person. Do you know that's how I got here?
That's crazy because Harry was on the train spilling his life away with a nigga with a blanket over his head.
Yo.
I would have kicked that nigga in the leg. Like, what you knew about me, nigga? That you brought these demons for me, bitch. Oh, that dad kicked his ass. Like, wake up, nigga.
Yo.
We gotta talk.
So they freak the fucking Dementor or whatever comes into like the cart, comes at this nigga Harry. Suddenly this nigga wakes up with the blink, with the hawk.
With the hawk.
With
on
the
deck,
hawk, nigga. Lights the shit up. The nigga disappears or whatever the fuck. And now we get to meet the dude who turns out to be Lupin.
You forgot the part where the freaky ass Demento was sucking an underage person's soul out of their body. Relax, you freaky ass Demento.
Freak ass boy. That nigga was wild.
Freaky ass nigga, man. Freaky ass
in front
ass
of
demon.
Mad people. Like,
in
yo.
In front of wild yo, people. You exhibitionist.
Yo, like,
bitch.
Only Dementors, nigga.
Only
like.
Dementors for real. But yeah, Lupin, who is the realest nigga alive.
Yeah. So, you know, he gets to meet Lupin or whatever. And I think that was interesting because, like, it's like he literally uses the spell. Like, he used the fucking Hue lights. Hey, Siri, turn Patronus, on all light shit. Man. Yeah, turn that shit on. You know what I mean?
I call it the Patron.
Then we intro. I know we get to the school or whatever, kind of fast forwarding, and we find, like, Hagrid's a teacher. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
You
got
I mean?
A W.
Yeah. And he introduces the students to the hippogriff.
And this is where...
Which is kind of ill.
It gets racist again.
Which is kind of ill to me because...
Hippogriffs are cool.
I feel like this got to be in like a future Danger Room episode. You know what I mean?
Half
eagle, half fucking horse shit going on.
Yeah, that shit was cool.
I thought that shit was ill. You know what I mean?
And it had a beak.
Yeah.
Of some sort.
And, you know, of course, Harry's the first one. Everyone else was too scared or whatever. And, you know, he gets the hippogriff to work with him. I don't know about that whole bowing shit. That shit was kind of weird. But okay, like, he bowed to it. It bowed back. And all of a sudden,
hey,
we homies
niggas,
now.
Bro.
Like,
that's how it goes. That's how you do it with animals in the wild, bro.
So, Hagrid was just like, all right, you know, I feel like you can ride it now. I feel like that's just bad teaching. Like, okay. So this nigga jumps on, like, the hippogriff. These niggas go flying. He has, like, a Titanic moment. Exactly.
Bitch ass nigga. Bitch ass boy. Yeah, whatever. Continue.
Oh shit. So he's like cruising around. He comes back. My son Malfoy, aka Big Draco, ain't like that shit, nigga.
Fuck that nigga.
Oh, he ain't God. Like that shit. On the homies, he ain't like
bitch,
that shit, nigga.
Son.
So the shit attacks him. You know what I mean?
He aggravates it, and then he gets attacked by it. And then he's
he
the little
really get attacked.
Bitch about it. He got a little scratch.
Little
nigga was like, this one, Scully, you're going to fucking lose your job.
But what I do like about that is that's why I call him Big Draco, because now I feel like I could literally tie the meme with the guns. This nigga, because he was overselling that shit when he went back to the school. Like, yo, I nearly died. That shit was about to kill me. Everybody saw it, my nigga. That nigga was lying his ass off. And I fucking love it. That shit was hilarious.
Because you the hater of Harry Potter, then you are Draco Malfoy of the series. Nigga, the nigga loved that movie. He was like, yes, sir. Get Hagrid in trouble. The only other minority. Yes, sir. Get that nigga fired. Yes, sir.
That nigga lost his job.
Yo, they keep doing Hagrid dirty. So once again, Hagrid is getting done dirt.
Dirty.
And I fucking hate it.
So up until this point, I'm watching, and you know, they're talking about the Sirius Black nigga, but I'm not paying much attention. Turns out it's fucking Commissioner Gordon. I'm like, yo, what the fuck?
Yeah.
What is this, like, year two Batman?
I'm fucking crying.
What the fuck is this? What's going on? This nigga went rogue? Oh, shit. So we're moving forward. Lupin is teaching these niggas, like, mad ridiculous spells. Like, it's literally called a ridiculous spell. And while he's doing that, it made me come to the idea of, is the RZA a wizard? Because I could feel
so fucking
ridiculous. Fucking
ridiculous. Yeah,
he was in there like doing spells and some
shit. He was conjuring his biggest fear.
Exactly. I feel like it was some shit like that because I was like, they was going real hard with this ridiculous spell. And one of the things one of the kids came up with is going to be in a future, you could count it here, is definitely going to have, is going to be in a Danger Room episode, which is a giant spider on skates, but a giant spider that's proficient with skates. Nigga.
Okay, nigga. What the fuck ever?
Because that shit had eight. It was slipping and sliding, but I was just like, "Yo, if it had enough time, had some prep time."
I
nigga,
think. Oh my
that's
god,
that's a danger.
That's not ridiculous.
That is not dangerous.
I will
that's
say
not
though, I will say they lose their ability to climb on walls.
That's true. That's true.
So that,
I mean, but does it though? Because Spider-Man does it. Because I mean, like, Spider-Man can stick to walls, nigga.
No.
I want to imagine if Spider-Man
ever had skates that went up the wall, I would personally stop being a Spider-Man fan. Because that doesn't even make sense unless it's some type of science.
I can see a giant spider on skates go up the side of the wall. You're not beating that spider, my nigga.
But that's not gonna happen.
Yo, 90 miles per hour on the side of a wall, nigga.
If you go in like a corner and try to like turn real fast, all they gotta do is like put their legs up on the wall and like just turn very effortlessly.
All I'm saying is
there's no way they're gonna climb up the wall. Fuck that. Anyway, yeah.
You're trying to get a spider in the X Games, nigga.
I think you did skip the part because I did want to go on a little rant about Dumbledore real fast.
Okay,
right?
go ahead.
Dumbledore is like 400 years old. That nigga needs to retire. He has the Mitch McConnell brain. That nigga, the second that they heard about Sirius Black, he said, yo, I'm finna have the mentors be securities of the school guard, of the school. That's why Harry Potter got attacked in the damn train. Then he got attacked again.
Bad leadership.
Right? And like in that class, when they was bringing all their fairs out, Harry Potter brought a Dementor out because that was his fair. And then again, the Lupin had to jump in and do fucking Patronum to get that nigga out of here. But like, Dumbledore said, you know what's a great idea? Prison officers to watch my school. You know what's a great idea? If we just took like the worst prison ever, like all their guards, and have them be security for children and like young people.
This is Yaman, so I'm not defending him.
I've
definitely been like,
that nigga has magical CTE.
Anti-Dumbledore since I started this
shit. He has magical CTE.
Niggas was fighting me tooth and nail on social media trying to defend this nigga from
that
me.
That nigga got magical CTE.
This movie happened, okay?
Yeah, he's the stupidest he's ever been in this movie.
Like,
but yeah, continue.
This movie fucking happened. So anyway, there's a part where, like, you know, they have to go into these rooms and they have, like, the giant paintings, which I do think are fucking cool. It's just that talk or whatever. And there's literally one called the Fat Lady.
Yeah.
I feel like J.K. Rowling could have come up with a better name, but
any
okay,
other
sure.
Name.
So, it gets attacked. The painting gets attacked.
It's slashed.
Like, it's slashed. Niggas is like, yo, what the fuck? She's like hiding in another painting, which I thought was fucking fire.
Because they could leave the painting.
Yeah, well, I was like, that's hard. And she's like, yeah, no, nigga, he is loose and he is in this school.
It is Sirius Black.
And this nigga Dumbledore is like, damn, that's crazy. Like, this nigga's really wild. We got a whole fucking prisoner in the school. Yo, like,
all y'all should sleep in the main hall.
Word. Like, it was just like,
while we look for this criminal.
Like, I'm not being sold on this. But anyway, this nigga is literally loose or whatever. And, Snape. Oh, okay. So, at one point, Harry sneaks off into the night or whatever. He has like this this like map, which I think is ill. This nigga had like
the real Google Maps.
Yeah.
But like with everybody's location at all times.
This nigga is literally the government at this point.
That shit was hot. I feel like that and the invisible cloak is basically the number one creepiest thing you could ever have, like,
nigga,
as a tandem.
If the most dangerous person alive that has that map and the cloak is my son Solid Snake. That nigga gets a hold of them two shits, nigga. It is over.
Or,
you see what that nigga did with a box, nigga?
Or the Night Deviant.
True.
We don't need him with that shit at all.
Code red, nigga.
Code red. We would have to lock the country down.
Yo, lockdown. A real shutdown, nigga. Like,
yo.
For real.
Pandemic until we find this nigga. Because he not going to make no noise either.
Nope.
He a freak. Nigga, I'm like, where all the freaks at?
So anyway, this nigga sneaks off into the night or whatever. He gets caught by Snape. Gets bailed out by Lupin. I do fuck with Snape a little bit because he was like, he was on some like, yo, you breaking the rules, nigga. Like, you out here, you doing something wrong.
Yeah,
you
not even supposed
to, you up to something, nigga. Like, I know it. Like,
honestly,
there's a kill on the loose. Why are you in the whole house,
nigga? I've been like, I feel like I always acted like Snape towards Harry. I'm just like, I don't fuck with
you. I don't fuck
with
you,
nigga. Fuck with you.
Like, there's something not right. But anyway, this nigga Lupin bails him out like the cool substitute teacher that he is. Nigga bails him out. It's like, yo, come with me or whatever. Snape don't like that shit, but it's like, all right, what I'm gonna do?
Yeah.
So anyway, he bails him out or whatever, and he gives him the cloak. This nigga obviously uses the cloak, just like Snape thought this nigga was up to some sneaky shit. Mm-hmm. Uses the cloak. He's like listening to grown. This is why you don't listen to grown folks' business.
Dead
this,
ass.
This is literally that idiom. That's why that shit exists, nigga. Like, you in grown folks' business right
Stay
now.
Stay out of that
Stay
shit.
Stay out of that shit, nigga. You didn't need to know that you was related to Sirius Black. You ain't need to know all this shit. You know what I mean? You ain't need to know who got killed. You wasn't even supposed to be in the room. Another thing, why are these niggas so casually talking about all this shit that fucking happened, nigga? Like, they just... So anyway, they doing this shit over fucking Starbucks, nigga. Like, they just in there caking it.
All I'm saying is, they must really trust the barista.
Yo!
That's it. That's all I got.
Yo, they just in there, like, just they like, yo,
listen. All deepest, the darkest secrets.
Yo!
We know this evil nigga. He's actually Harry's godfather.
Yo! It's like, yo, wait, what? Like, why are we talking about this shit right now?
Oh, yeah, also, Godfather reveal? Ironic that they use the name Godfather, because okay. The conversation said he snitched on his parents. It looks like another mafia person has snitched on their family when they got caught. This is crazy. I remember hearing that and saying, Godfather, right? They must be Italian.
Well, me with the Facebook racism, but I can't get away. But I can't.
Sorry, man. I'm sorry. What if it's like Harry Potter Gligliani? Sorry, guys. I'm not gonna this do that. Anyway. I'm sorry. Oops. I'm sorry. Yeah, my bad, y'all.
Oh shit!
I'm holding down. I'm holding down. Again, good night. Continue.
Yo, we don't want no beef with the mafia.
Yeah, that's a fact. I love Italians. I'm sorry. I love your food. I love
you. Know what I mean? Like, I don't. We don't condone or promote that type of shit here. All right. So, yeah. So this nigga's in grown folks' business. Shit, he should not be a part of. There was one part I think I did skip where Snape was teaching the class or whatever. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, all the Dementors and all this shit going on, they decide we should have a Quidditch match. Like, it's like a Cat 5 hurricane outside. It's pouring rain. You can't see shit. You know the Dementors are coming after this nigga. They're coming to the school. Sirius Black is
loose.
It
don't matter. It don't matter.
And it's like, yo, we got to get this game off.
That nigga is the damn keeper. He got to... Well, he not the keeper. He got to get the snitch, nigga. What you mean?
So anyway, these niggas is playing. And I'm watching this shit roll. I rolled my eyes so fucking hard during that scene leading up to this shit. I had brain juice on my fucking eyelids, nigga. Because, one, this nigga's after the gold mosquito shit again. I was like, this is the third fucking movie. Yo,
that's the point of the game, bro.
This
is
the third fucking movie.
Oh, my God, nigga.
This nigga's about to do this shit again, nigga. Sport, oh, my dude. God. This nigga's about to win with this bullshit again.
He's the seeker.
But he didn't. He did fucking it. Yeah. Did it. And I was like, oh, we spitting out. Yeah. Yeah. They squabbling now.
It wasn't no fucking squabble because a nigga got his soul sucked out by a freaky ass Dementor in midair. They thought that nigga was dead, son. I thought that nigga was dead too. I said, oh. I said, that's it, man. Fuck.
Yo, that nigga did the crazy fucking like dive fall back to earth. I was like, unless he's going to wake up, I don't see how this ends well.
I said, the only thing we're going to see is the Yamcha crater. Yo. And that nigga body. Like,
and of course, once again, here come Dumbledore. Mind the Harry Potter business. Saves this nigga's life. If Harry's such a great wizard, why he can't save himself?
He's not. He's a fraud.
Why are we naming this shit? Why are we naming this whole fucking series after this nigga? He can't save himself?
They should have just named it Hogwarts.
Dead ass. Why this nigga can't save himself? Why Dumbledore gotta intervene yet again, nigga? Oh my God. So anyway, he wakes up in the hospital. This nigga's wand is done. Dunzo. You know what I mean? Clearly they didn't win because this nigga didn't get the 10 million point obviously. Mosquito.
Yo,
you know what I mean?
Oh my God. You're right, though. You're right, though. That shit not fair. Y'all don't even have to really score. That's if you really what I'm think saying, about son. It. Y'all can just both sit and watch each other until the snitch gets released. Yo, and then let them niggas fight for it.
Crazy.
And then try to stop them.
So anyway, Yeah, I didn't mention that part. So we move forward to Lupin. No, we do. Yeah, yeah. So Lupin is trying to teach him the spell. You know what I mean? Because after he got caught by the Dementor or whatever, he's like, yo, I need that Glock.
I need ammo. I need something to shoot hollow points.
These niggas, you know what I mean? Like, I need some shit. He's like, yo, I got you, my nigga. So he starts teaching this nigga the Expecto Patron. You know what I mean? You know, he didn't get it the first time. You know what I mean? But he did get it the second time. And in the process of him learning that, after he, you know, like, he's just like, wow, Harry, you did that shit on the second try. You kind of nice. Gassing this nigga up for no reason because he almost died like a scene ago. But okay. he leaves the hospital, whatever, with Hermione and my nigga Ron. And they find Hagrid. And Hagrid's just like, yeah, niggas fired me, bro. Malfoy, like, he snitched and he said, like, he almost died, even though it was just a little scratch. But you know, it's so good. I mean, I'm used to, like, never having my way.
Niggas, like, just shitting on me because I'm the big fucking dude, yeah, like, on the show.
You
shit.
Know what I mean? Like, it's all good. That's cool.
Fuck you, JK.
So, anyway, we move forward and, Hermione has, like, a cat, like, a pet or whatever. And my nigga Ron has a rat. I ain't like that. Feel like he was dealing with snitches.
He rich,
cool.
He rich. So, I mean, he poor. They said that's all you could get.
So, like, his rat, it breaks loose from him, and it's, like, running. And he's, you know, chasing the shit. It goes through, like a tree or whatever, like, through the hole. And they're like, yo, bro, like, you don't know what tree that is? And he's like, nah, I wasn't paying attention. And it turns out to be Groot. Nigga, Groot snatches this nigga up out his fucking suit, out of his fucking sneakers, takes this nigga, he's in the cave, in the underground shit. And like, they're like whipping and dodging and weaving on some Mayweather shit. I'm like, I'm pretty impressed. Like, these niggas kinda nice.
I got athletic. Yeah.
I was like, okay. So if you're so nice, nigga, why you keep going for the mosquito? Win the fucking match fairly, nigga.
Nah, he can't. He gotta go for the mosquito. Cause he be dipping and dodging. That's how you get it.
Oh my god. Yeah. So anyway, like, he's dodging, they're dodging Groot or whatever. He finally catches these niggas, tosses them in the hole. They're like looking around. They find my son Ron. Like, he's like in a corner or whatever with his rat. They come into the room. He's like, oh shit, it's a trap. Meanwhile, he could have told these niggas that before they came in and asked him questions, but cool, whatever. Sirius Black. In there was good. Commissioner Gordon, nigga, surprise. Got all you niggas. You caught. Going to jail, Gotham City, nigga. Enjoy the trip back.
Bro, you guys like prison food.
Dead ass. And they're like, oh shit, we kind of fucked up. Oh shit, no, my nigga Lupin shows up, like, ah, oh, this nigga got Sirius Black. These niggas know each other the whole time.
Like, ah, like, secret handshake, nigga. I was like, what the fuck?
This shit is the end of Scream, nigga. Like, it's multiple ghost faces, nigga. What the fuck is going on right now?
Once again, a teacher has done it to us, as the Harry Potter series always does. Once again, a teacher is evil.
Yo, what the fuck? What is the screening process for these fucking teachers, bro? What the fuck is going on?
The screening process is Dumbledore got CTE, nigga, and he let anybody in the fucking premises.
Yo,
nigga.
What the fuck?
He should have been relieved of his duty a very long time ago.
Yo, bro, it's just like, yo, I can't believe this whole fucking time. So it turns out these niggas was working together the whole time, right there. And what happens after that? Yeah, we find out Lupin's real name is Remus,
mm-hmm.
shit like that. And the rat that my son Ron was chasing was the Peter nigga.
It's Peter Pettigrew.
Yeah, the whole
piece
time.
Of shit, snitch ass,
yo,
bitch ass, Randall ass rat. Nigga.
Why he was a rat,
Voldemort.
Nigga.
Yo. Or aka V Morty.
Yeah, V Morty, nigga. V Diddy. V Mitty. So yeah, he transforms or whatever. From the map or whatever. So they capture him. They're like leaving like the little underground shit. But it's full moon, nigga. We find out this nigga Sirius Black. Niggas is turning into werewolves, my nigga. Like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, like, I'm not gonna lie. So this nigga turns into a werewolf. I ain't even saying nothing. This nigga turns into a werewolf, nigga. And I was just like, yo, like, what does this nigga eat, son? Because, be honest, this nigga look like this mic stand right now. I was like, they scared
it. You skinny ass werewolf.
Nigga, if this is the fucking werewolf from the Danger Room episodes, nigga, he getting fucked up. Nigga.
I'm fucking crying.
I'm fucking that nigga up, son. There's no way. There's no way, son. This nigga is walking around. The only thing left for that nigga to say at one point was just to be like, the princess! This nigga was malnourished, my nigga. Like, he has not been eaten.
CGI
son.
Was this nigga not is, as hot back
this
then.
This nigga is a starving artist, I'm my crying. Nigga.
Starving werewolf, man.
This nigga's not getting... He's hungry out here, son.
He was in prison.
Yo. Clearly,
I think they made it like that.
The prison food was not treating that nigga good.
No, prison food don't treat nobody good. So.
There's no nutrients.
And
that
I
shit,
know he
man.
Don't got nothing on his books.
Yo,
so nothing. he can't make none of the good shit.
Crazy. Then the other nigga, Lupin, turns into like an actual. This nigga is fucking what's my son name from Twilight? Yeah, he turns into that nigga, son. Like. And now these niggas is fighting. It was just like, okay, like, I know
Best
Lupin
friends.
Had... Yeah, I was like, yo, I know
Wolf
he
had... Bros.
Yo, Wolf Bros, is they breaking up, son. It's the Cold Crush Bros. Niggas is falling apart,
that
son.
Ass.
Niggas start fighting or whatever. I think he manages to beat him or whatever. And, like, he's, like, walking, like, limping and shit. And does he chase Harry at that point? I think he chased Harry at that point. I don't remember how that one scene went. Actually, no. So those niggas were in the forest or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was just Harry and Hermione. They were like hiding from the werewolf. And he tracks them down at some point, I think. And I think it was him on the floor with, was it Sirius? I think it was Sirius.
Yeah.
He's on the floor and the Dementors show up. These niggas like the cops. Yeah. So these niggas wait till the action is
like,
over.
Yes, sir.
We're thank you, my
beat
nigga.
Beat the shit woo! Out this nigga while he's already fucked up. Woo! Like, relax.
These niggas start sucking souls again. These niggas is like, it's like a whole team of super heads, nigga. Them,
right?
It's like mad super niggas. And he tries it. It doesn't work for him. Or he does it for a little bit, but it doesn't hold him off for very long. And then we see like this fucking, like, Bambi shows up.
A stag.
All white Bambi shows up on the other
like,
side.
Like, fucking relax.
Yo, shows up, does the same move, and, like, clears the whole shit out. And Harry passes out, and we're just like, okay, so what the fuck was that? Like, that nigga, that's the nigga who should have been teaching this nigga Harry how to do this spell, because that shit went fucking crazy. That shit had multiple, like, pulses and shit. Like, it cleared the whole shit out. So anyway, move forward. I'm watching this shit, like I said, adult Bambi shows up, Harry faints. And all of a sudden now, like, these niggas get a hold, I think it was Dumbledore who gave them shit, or somebody gave them, like, a key to the fucking past. And it's like, yo, bro, like, what in the fucking Back to the Futures? Now these niggas got time travel? What the
fuck? First of all,
what the fuck?
Here's another part of the Dumbledore CTE / he needs to not be headmaster anymore. They go, Dumbledore, we just found out that Sirius is innocent. He goes, yeah, I know. Here's this fucking key so y'all can go back into the past and look at the past.
Bro, why did you do it?
Boy, why'd you bring in the mentors here? If you didn't know, if you knew he wasn't evil, why'd you
all this shit the whole time? Why are we going through this, my nigga? Why are you putting
the stupidest Dumbledore has ever been, like, ever?
This is niggas mans? This is the nigga, this is the head nigga of the school, son.
Yo.
This is the captain commander of this school, nigga.
Yeah.
Nigga, Captain Commander with Bleach would never, nigga. Are you fucking serious? He would fucking never. Oh,
man.
So now we in some time travel shit now. And I'm just like, yo. I thought this shit was magic, nigga.
It is magic. That's still magic.
So now Morty. Now Rick and Morty are going through time with magic, nigga. These niggas pull up on themselves. To the scene where Hermione and Ron have like the rat and the cat or whatever. So they already know Peter is a snitch. Now, I mean, they know this nigga, but they can't let themselves see themselves. I guess.
Yeah, because time paradox, man.
Cool.
Back to the Future.
Hey, I don't know how Wizards got to agree to this shit, because I'm assuming magic can trump this somehow, because magic. Because they use magic to go through time. Sure. So if you can manipulate
you
time through magic,
yo, relax,
nigga.
Man, you go way too far. Continue.
JK. You
thinking too hard, man. JK wasn't thinking too hard when she wrote this. Continue.
All I'm saying. So anyway, so like these niggas is hiding from themselves. And they get to the part where Sirius Black and Lupin are fighting. It made sense. I would say that part was really well done. Them explaining why Lupin ran off when he heard the wolf sound or whatever, because it was Hermione from the alternate time doing that to get him away from the rest of them. So that was cool. But then they didn't have a plan. So now these niggas is running from the wolf too. Smart, dumb niggas. And then they get to the scene, I believe, where Harry and Lupin are being attacked by the Dementors. And I thought that shit was so funny because it felt like a nigga with no pops. It really felt like, yo, nah, my pops is coming back. He just went to go get some smokes. And he's just standing there. Hermione's like, yo, you are about to die, my nigga. He's like, no, nigga, my pops, he is coming. He promised me. He said we was going to practice. We was going to shoot hoops. You know what I mean? If I got to at least a B average, he was going to come home and we was going to work on my jumper.
He's going to bring the milk that he told me he was going
to
go
not show up. This nigga had to save himself. He had to pull himself up by the bootstraps. Yeah. You know what I mean? Shout out to the Facebook community.
Just go ahead. He's just scared.
He had to pull himself up by the bootstraps and he saved himself. So the whole time, future Harry saved present Harry, but it was literally the same Harry because they were probably like 20 minutes apart. Somehow this nigga is like Goku stronger like in like 20 minutes. But okay.
Fuck it.
Cool. This nigga does the spell. He saves himself from the other version of his godfather or the Dementors or whatever. Goes back. He fixes this time loop or whatever because he's telling Hermione, it's like, magic. Yo, the whole time, I thought it was my dad, but it was really me. And the lesson here is you got to believe yourself.
You got to be your own father.
You got to father yourself.
Sometimes you got to do the back in the future plot and go fuck your grandmother so that you can have birth to your father.
So all these niggas is my son.
You and your father's father.
Exactly.
But you also, your father's also your son, but you're your father's son.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's why niggas is my sons because I'm my son. You got to poise on. To poison, to not take any poison. You know what I'm saying? Because you a poison,
exactly. Right?
And then you got a poison,
exactly. Yo,
because niggas TV gonna try to shit, give son. You that poison. Okay, fuck that time traveling shit. It was stupid, but I fucked with it.
Okay.
I fucked with it. It was dumb, but like I fucked with it.
All right.
It's still my favorite movie. I still like the execution of it, and I also like the questions that it had me ask that was never answered.
Never. So, like I said, I do enjoy that they were able to piece those together in a seamless way, that it made sense. But at the same time, it was just like, it felt like a plot device, bro. Like, okay, but whatever. We'll just rock with it. So anyway, these niggas come back. And I did like that because it. I do feel like the time travel, not seeing yourself, but helping yourself thing was done by a certain podcast, probably better than this movie. Not going to say, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right, I agree. Mean? Like, but yeah, it's a certain podcast that y'all heard of.
You know what I mean? You might have heard of them.
If you're a part of this.
You know what I mean? But yeah, they did fix the loop or whatever. And I did appreciate that at the end where like when they showed up to the door, because they asked Dumbledore and he was just like, So they go to like the door or whatever, and when they open the door, they see themselves, but they disappear by the hospital that Ron was at. And he looks, and he's just like, yo, how did y'all move from like there to there? Like, what the fuck? And they were like, nigga, you tripping. So they gaslight my nigga at the very end. Could have just told them time travel, bro. But no, they gaslit this nigga at the end. Like, yo, you didn't even see what you just saw. Like, that's not even real. Like, we was here the whole time. You was just sick, nigga. Like, you got COVID. Like, they was just lying to my nigga. And like I said, what's his name was there and he just acted like he just didn't know what happened. Fucking Dumbledore, nigga. Exactly. His name is so fucking accurate, nigga. Dumb for real, nigga. Like they could have just stopped there. So anyway, this nigga Lupin experiences the same racism that my son Hagrid got because they were like, yeah, you know, I'm leaving the school or whatever. He was like, nah, but you're not even like a bad guy or nothing. Like, why are you leaving? You was teaching. Yo, the shit you taught me saved my life. And he was just like, yeah, but you know, like, if the other parents found out that niggas is a werewolf, they're not going to fuck with that. And I'm like, all right, so one, these niggas don't fuck with mudbugs and they don't fuck with werewolves. Like, wizards is mad elitist, my nigga. Like, you a wizard. Why you care? And I think that's mad. You a wizard slash werewolf, nigga. That's hard as fuck, nigga. What? I'm putting that shit. That shit is going into the danger room, nigga. A werewolf that knows magic, nigga.
Yeah, that's a magical
that's
werewolf.
That's hard. That's fucking hard. And you don't want this nigga teaching kids. Meanwhile, the people that's normally in charge got dementors just running around. You know what I mean? And you giving time travel to kids to figure some shit out. You never taught these niggas how to use this shit.
Dumbledore is the idiot. Yo. This whole entire shit.
Like, what? Like, none of that shit makes sense, bro. Man.
Magical CTE. 400 years. He should have been retired.
Yo.
His brain is butterbeer, basically. That nigga just be doing things, bro.
It's just like my son said before we started recording. This nigga is literally Mitch McConnell.
Yeah, you know Albus like, McConnell,
he's just,
man.
He's just there, existing. You know what I mean?
He be hitting the Joe Biden sometimes. Yo. Where he just say shit. And they be like, okay.
It's dumb over. Yeah.
All right, man. Continue. We got to finish this. We got to finish.
All right. So, yeah. So, at the end, Sirius Black being a stand-up nigga sends my son, Harry, like, the Ferrari F50 of brooms, nigga.
That ass.
That shit goes 0 to 60 in no time.
Here's a Ferrari California,
which
nigga.
Which is crazy to me because this nigga did not experience whiplash. Nothing. This nigga just... Because
he's a natural, bro.
It's like, yo, how does...
Just a natural great at only that. And then didn't even go pro. What the fuck, bitch?
Anyway. Yo, so like, yeah, they hooked this broom. This shit got like metal on it and shit. It was like a crazy looking broom, but that shit was kind of hard.
It was kind of hard.
And literally, that's how the movie ends. This nigga goes 0 to 60 in 1.7 seconds, and he's flying through the air. No lessons were learned. This nigga found out that his godfather was in jail. You know what I mean? This nigga was snitching on him. He almost got his soul sucked out a couple of times. Messed with time travel.
Dumbledore also.
And I'm just like, what was the lesson here?
The lesson is, nigga, zoom! We fucking out, nigga. I got the greatest room ever, nigga. Wait till you see the next movie, nigga. Wait till you see the next movie. I'm yelling because, like, I really, like, Goblet of Fire is my favorite of the series. It's not the best movie, but I feel like you're going to really like this movie because, like, it's less of the bullshit and it's more of, like, new things that they're exploring. And it's going to be pretty cool. It's going to be hilarious. You're going to meet, like, a bunch of cool characters.
So I will say, I gave it a 3.5 out of 5.
Look at that score going up.
It did go up because the 0.5 is definitely from the time travel. Because while it was some bullshit,
like, they did the bangs. Like, why y'all did that? That was interesting.
Some bullshit. I was kind of locked in for that part. I was like, this was kind of cut really well. I like this a little bit. I kind of did a
cinematically, little this is yes. the best movie.
That was really well done. So it got the 0.5 for that. The 3 was just everything else was some bullshit, bro. Like, this was some bullshit. But that 0.5, y'all snuck that time travel at the end of the movie. There was no foreshadowing of this throughout the whole film.
It just happened.
It was just here. Like,
Dumbledore's like, here, I knew everything that happened all along. Here's the fucking key so you can go back to the past. Everybody's like, what the fuck?
You could have done this the whole time? The whole time, nigga. Like,
everyone had his job still.
You fucked mad niggas over. And then these niggas didn't even learn a lesson at the end.
I know. They just got a fast broom. Yo.
He went through all this shit for a faster broom, my nigga.
You know what?
That shit felt like an RPG mission, nigga. Like an MMO.
You want to hear my final words? Dumbledore should have been quick. Harry Potter will never reach his potential. Shout out fast brooms, nigga. That's what I learned. At the end of the day, all you need is time traveling, man. And fast brooms, this baby.
This felt like a fucking Fast and the Furious magic. It was just like, yo, it's WB. It don't matter what happens, nigga. Live life a quarter mile at a time.
Real shit.
Yo, this whole shit could have just been about like a magical
Shout
Ben
out
Diesel,
Sirius
man.
Black, man.
Yo, shout out, real nigga. Aside from that, I want to say he got like a fire rap name that's not a rap name, nigga. I felt like that's the type of rap name that is
legendary.
That would be on like Fox News. Yeah. Like, gangster rapper Sirius Black.
Sirius Black caught eating 5 people after he claims that he is a magical werewolf.
I feel like that's a hard name, nigga.
Sirius Black is a tough ass name.
Shout out to Commissioner Gordon, nigga. Shout out to Commissioner Gordon.
I can't wait till you get further in so I can start hitting you with like the insane Harry Potter theories. I can't wait till you get further.
I'm gonna probably have some. But like I said, you know, I'm gonna give it a 3.5. Normally this would have been a straight 3, but the time travel shit, I'm gonna give it that because I feel like that's ballsy. Because usually a writer would foreshadow time travel at some point in your movie. So that way when you introduce it, it's like, oh, that's where they were going with that. Nope. Here's the keys to time.
And then they did, but then they executed it well. So it was like, what the fuck? How y'all did that? Y'all kind of cheated.
Yo, so y'all more proficient at time travel than wizardry.
Yo, relax.
Because y'all in a wizard school. And you just nailed time travel on your first try. Just fixed everything.
Hey, man, yeah.
Okay. All right.
All right.
This is why. Right,
this is my favorite movie, technically. Like my favorite Harry Potter movie.
Okay.
My actual favorite Harry Potter movie will be Goblet of Fire.
Okay. I'm looking forward to that because that's why I said I'm giving y'all the 0.5 for being ballsy because honestly, that's not good writing. If this was a Marvel movie, niggas would have killed it. Nigga.
Man. I mean,
you're just going to introduce time travel at the very end of this fucking and then make it an integral part of the movie.
Endgame.
Nigga.
The quantum realm didn't exist until they said like we didn't fix everything because then Loki existed.
And then on top of that, you had super geniuses a part of this at the same time. Harry just got kicked out of his house. Magic, nigga.
Magic's been existing for thousands of years. You know,
but magic didn't fix these things, nigga.
I know they could have and they didn't. That's the stupidest, ridiculous part of this shit.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, yo.
But that makes sense because, like, higher ups be wilding. I'm sure they got the cure for everything right now, nigga. Yeah, and we probably getting too deep. Let me close my third eye. I'm finished. I'm done.
Nah,
that's not what this podcast is.
But like
about.
I said,
but
I get what you said. I am giving it the 0.5 for the time travel shit.
I feel it.
What the fuck?
Like, yeah, that came out of nowhere.
Okay. But it worked in the sense that it was entertaining. So I'll give it the 3.5. I don't know if you want to get higher. Maybe this Goblet of Fire shit, you know what I mean? Maybe it's fire, you know what I mean? You might get a 4 out of me. I don't know. But right now, if my son said this is like his favorite and it's getting 3.5, that means it's downhill from here. Unless my son VMX saved this shit. Because I ain't seen him the whole movie. Yeah, I might have snuck out a 4 if my son was in it. This shit would have been a 4. If my son Harry Potter went back in time after Dumbledore gave him the shit, gave him the keys to time, and the whole time going through time, BMX was there on some Reverse Flash, fucking him over the whole way through, nigga. That would have been at least a 4. They ain't have my son in it. I ain't like that, but okay, cool. I'm going to give you the 3.5.
Goblet of Fire is the best Harry Potter movie.
We're going to fucking see, y'all.
I know you're going to like it now. I know you're going to like it now.
Final thoughts. I'll say up until like the second half, the first half of the movie was all right, but it didn't really kick off for me until the second half when like the time travel and all that shit kind of like it explained more because it just felt like, okay, we got introduced to like the bird or the hippogriff or whatever. Doesn't really have like a huge role for the most part. We only see one. I don't know if there's multiple. Like, we don't really get much of a story. It's just like, hey, this strange animal's here and you can ride it if you bow. I'm just like, all right. And after then we don't really get to see my son Malfoy like that. Like, he ain't really do nothing crazy. But the time travel shit saved the movie at the end for me. It gave it the 3.5. So I was entertained. I will still say, and that's not me being stubborn, I haven't gotten to the point where I understand the fandom yet. I got to that point with One Piece. At one point, like I said, this nigga, like all these weird pirates with all these magic powers, and at the end of the day, I'ma punch you, nigga. My skill level is to punch you in your fucking face. And he won me over. I'm still waiting for Harry to do the thing where it's just like, damn, I kind of get why y'all fuck with this now. I haven't gotten there yet, but I'm hoping I get there. Because if I don't fucking get there,
you are the next one.
Oh, buddy. Y'all niggas gonna have to go back in time and stop this podcast from happening, nigga.
Whatever, dude.
Promise you that. You got any final words before we dip?
Nah, not really. I love this movie. I love the next one too.
Okay, we go. Okay, see y'all. All right. So as always, this has been another issue of the Mighty Metahumans podcast, providing you with that high quality nerd commentary. Subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend. You know what I mean? If you're listening to this, we got the video version of this on the Patreon right now. You know what I mean? Sign up to Patreon, sign up to the Gene Lantern tier. You at least get, you get new episodes and you get video episodes of the episodes you already listened to. You know what I mean? And then on top of that, if you sign up for Dennis Plus, you know what I mean? You can fuck with my son, the Night Deviant. He in here somewhere, like, sneaking in the corner over there doing some wild shit. You know what I mean? We got Gas to Show. Maximum Gas is on the way. We got new shows coming. Stay tuned for that. But, like I said, sign up. $10 a month. Probably the best streaming service you're going to get for $10 a month. And the price doesn't raise. We're not Netflix. We're not screwing y'all niggas over. We staying constant. It's $10 today. It's going to be $10 a year from now. Like, you don't get what you get for that $10 price. You know what I mean? You can find us on all social media sites as the Mighty Metas. And you can find me personally at every social media site as Old Dirty Dennis. That's OLDIRTYDENNIS. I'm coming back to Twitch. I promise it's happening. I just got to find the right game. You can find my cards on Etsy. That's Art by Den. DENN. You know what I mean? I got some shit I'm cooking up. Y'all going to like that. And you can find my son Colton,
the Culture Show __ on Twitter. That's usually where a lot of my stuff is.
Yes, sir.
Also follow me at the Colton Show on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, Twitch. I'm on a lot of different
everything.
I have theCultureShow.com, my website, myportfolio.theCultureShow.com. Also go check out my pictures. Yeah,
fuck with your boys.
Pretty much it.
Yeah, sign us on, bro. Give us a quote.
Oh, yeah. I knew the whole time that that nigga was your godfather and that he actually wasn't like, and that he actually wasn't like guilty. And yeah, I did bring the Dementors that kept attacking you. Here's a key. You can go back in the past and like stop yourself from getting fucking fucked up, dude.
I'm about to go take my lunch break.
I gotta go. It's something important. And then he just go to his office and he's like, what was I gonna do again? And then go to sleep. You fucking Dumbledore, the piece of shit, Dumbledickhead. I hate that nigga, bro.
Yo, we out.
We out.